Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening, Owls fans. Welcome to Bradford Owls basketball. We're here listening live from the Owls Nest here at Bradford Area High School as your Bradford Owls are going to take on the visiting Wolves from Kane. So this is Brian Piscatelli with my partner Gavin Piscatelli bringing you the first broadcasted game of the Owls here on the young season. Gavin, so far this year, the Owls come into this game 1-2. They started out 1-1 over in Otto Eldred at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament there. In game one of the season, they lost a tough one. It was close after three. I mean, it was close for four quarters. I believe they had a lead after three versus Eisenhower, ended up losing 63-54. They were led by Marasco with 14 and Twilliger with 11. You know, you're going to hear those two names a lot as we go on here. Game two, Smethport, they got their first win of the season against Smethport in the consolation game over there in Otto. They beat Smethport 54-23. Again, the leading scorer, Twilliger, with 12, and Troisi with 12 in that game. And then just past Monday night, they had their home opener. They were on the short end of that one versus Warren. They lost 38-56 to the Warren Dragons, and Marasco was the leading scorer with 14. So, you know, it's our first time seeing them.
Yep.
Young team.
Yep. Yeah. And always good, no matter what the prize is at the Otto tournament. It's always good to come away with a win, no matter if it's consolation, if you win the whole thing. Young season. This is game four tonight. Coming off a tough loss against Warren, but at the same time, one of those, I don't want to call it a blowout, maybe a game that just got away from them. You can learn more from those types of games than blowing someone out, per se, because it builds that adversity. I believe they're down by close to 34 after the third, and to only be able to lose by 18. I mean, they had a strong fourth quarter, so hopefully build on that final frame there against Warren tonight.
Yeah, so you know they're young, okay. They don't start any seniors, okay. They're the most experienced guy coming back from last year's team, Talon Reese. Okay, he's hurt right now. He'll be back sometime in January, I guess. But you know, you look at what they have here. You know, they're going to run out three sophomores and two juniors in the starting five. Marcus Twilliger Jr., Danny Marasco Jr., and then you're going to have Talon's younger brother, Taryn Reese, sophomore, Tyler Simmons, sophomore, and Evan Troisi, sophomore. So, again, you know, it's going to be a total team effort here. You know, they're not going to have one guy that's going to go out there and put 40 points in the basket. But what they're going to have is they're going to have, you know, two or three guys at that double figures, and you know, the rest of the sporting cast are going to be 6-8 points, and that's how they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to live and learn through these games here. You know, they're athletic, they're going to hustle. So I'm excited to see what we have going on here. So we got about a minute here to go, so we're going to send it back. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
To the Owl's Nest. Again, this is Brian Piscatelli and Gavin Piscatelli bringing you Bradford Owls basketball, as tonight the Owls are hosting the Kane Wolves in District 9 non-league action here. They're getting ready to do some starting lineups, so we'll do the same. So, Gavin, for Kane?
Yeah, starting for Kane, Preston Darr is going to be out there along with Eric Novosel, Brock Wenzel, Finn Chamberlain, and Chris Yates.
Okay, neither team looks too deep. I mean, each team runs about 10 guys out here, it looks like. And size-wise, you know, height-wise, looks like the teams match up
pretty equal here.
Pretty equal. So, you know, for the Owls, again, we'll review that. That's going to be Taryn Reese. He's a sophomore. Tyler Simmons, sophomore. Marcus Twilliger, junior. Evan Troisi, sophomore. And Daniel Marasco, junior, starting five for the Bradford Owls, led by Coach Bernardi. So again, you know, like I said, you know, not sure. Having the first time we've seen the team play, you know, not sure what to expect here. I don't know if they're going to play man, zone, combination, press. So you know, it's you know, we're gonna learn just as the listening audience is going to learn tonight here.
And so, not much of a scouting report on Kane either. So we're not kind of. Just going to watch the first few minutes and just get ourselves back into the groove.
Right. So, you know, a nice crowd here tonight in the Owl's Nest. A little snowy outside, but still a nice crowd. So, and I'm excited here. You know, this is, you know, you hate to use the word rebuilding years, things like that, but it's kind of that, you know. It is that little bit of rebuilding. I mean, you got these five guys that are going to get a ton of experience this year, that are just, it's going to roll into, you know, a very veteran and experienced team next year.
Absolutely.
You know, with these same five guys, as it can roll right out there, you know, next year with when the sophomores become, you know, juniors and the two juniors become seniors there. So. Again, we'll see what we have here. We got a few seconds before tip, so we can send it back for a quick 30-second commercial. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. As we are getting ready for the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Owls. Owls taking over the timeline. Looks like Kane's in man-to-man here. That's going to be Marasco on the wing. He kicks it over. That's Reese. Down, back, down low to Marasco. He's a little bit tied up. He gets loose, and a little jump hook by Marasco inside for the first points by the Owls.
Yeah, nice play down inside. That defense, oh, and a steal here by the Owls, and out of bounds. But that Kane defense is pretty aggressive. They're getting in the passing lanes. Marcus got down inside. Nice little jump hook there, but as soon as he got the ball in the post, another Kane player immediately came and double-teamed.
Yep, and there's a steal by the Owls on that full-court press, up and in. And that's two by Troisi. So quick 4-0 lead, 30 seconds in here for the Owls. So this full court press, another steal by the Owls, is really giving Kane a lot of trouble here. Kane steals the ball right back, though, unfortunately. And over the timeline, Kane gets set up here. So it looks like Owls are going to settle into man-to-man here, as this is Kane's first offensive possession here.
Owls denying the passing lanes just as Kane are. These guys are going to play tight man-to-man, described as 22 defense. That means you're man and in the passing lanes.
So first foul of the game, that's on number two, Troisi. That's his first and the team's first. Just a little too much, a little hand check out front there. Kane inbounds the ball over the timeline. That's Dar up top. Looks like he's going to run the point here. Inside, Kane gets the ball. That's a double dribble that was not called.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened there, but he picked up his dribble, kind of pivoted around, dribbled again, but the Owls come out of there with a steal. Owls up the other end, setting up their offense, swinging around. That's Twilliger up top over to Marasco. Marasco swings it wide to Simmons. Simmons going to drive down the paint. He's going to hand it off to Troisi. Troisi takes a jump shot. That's no good off the front of the rim. It's going to fall out of bounds. It's going to be a Kane ball underneath.
Kane's made it a priority early on here to get the ball into number 21, Chris Yates. He's kind of playing a high post, and then they're just running cuts off of him, hoping that he can find them in the lane.
Owls back into this full court press. Almost another steal there by Troisi as the Owls. As the Owls get the offensive board there, and they release, and that was a really nice outlet pass, as that was Marasco getting the board, and who was that leaking out? Number 3, Reese. So as soon as the shot went up, Reese took off down court. Marasco gets the board, outlets to Reese, and Reese goes in for the layup. No good, but he's going to line to shoot, too.
Yeah, Preston Dar got him in the head on his way to the rack. So the first one's up and off the mark. He'll get one more. With this Owls press, they're doing a very good job. You know, it's kind of hectic in the backcourt, but once Kane breaks it, they're getting back and getting, finding their man, finding their priorities, and they're doing a really good job with getting back to it. The second one's up, and that one's also off the mark as Yates brings down the rebound for Kane.
Yeah, both a little strong off the back iron there. Kane gets the ball. That's going to be Dar over the timeline. Again, Owls in that man-to-man. Kane just kind of does a three-man weave out front, gets it inside. Ball almost out of bounds, but Kane recovers there. As now they're going to travel inside. I think he's tied up. Back up top to Dar. Dar's trying to penetrate, but that's tough, tough D there by number 2. That's Troisi. Another steal there, and that's going to be Reese over to Troisi. He goes up for the layup, and that's good. 6-0 lead for the Owls here in the, you know, with 5:23 to go in the first quarter. So, you know, really, really nice start here by the Owls as they're, you know, they're turning off or defense into offense here.
Yeah, they're getting hands in the lanes, making these passes tough. And even if they're not getting steals, they're putting Kane out of position in an offensive group.
Yep. Kane's just having a hard time trying to get a shot off, which they do get a shot off there. That's Dar off the rim. Kane gets the rebound. That's inside, and that's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Marasco. And they're going to send Yates to the line. Yates had a nice offensive board inside.
Yeah, he kept the possession alive. Dar had a little jump shot off the mark, but he kept the possession alive inside, and then he's going to get rewarded with it for 2 free throws here. And he makes the first. So Kane is on the board as Chris Yates gets him going.
So 6-1 right now. Owls have the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Here's the second one from Yates. That one is up. That one's short and grabbed by Twilliger off the board.
Twilliger's pushing. Owls over the timeline. Down to Simmons. Swings it over to Marasco. Inside. Back to Marcus Twilliger, who drives all the way from the three-point line in for the layup. And now it's 8-1 Owls lead here. And that's 4 points for Marcus. Kane over the timeline again here. Again, the Owls in that man-to-man. Kane's just having a tough time penetrating as Dar goes up for a tough shot inside. No good. That's going to be Marasco with the rebound, and he's immediately fouled by Kane.
They got Novosel on the foul there. Didn't let Danny come down with the board.
Yep, so strong, strong rebound inside there by Marasco. And you know, I think, you know, you look at Twilliger and Marasco, they got some height to them. It looks like they can play inside and outside. So now it looks like Kane is playing a little bit of a trapping zone here, which confused the Owls, but they got a nice little pass inside to Marasco. He goes up, no good, gets his own rebound, up, no good. Ball kicks out. That's going to be a three by Reese. No good. Finally, Kane pulls down the board. So Gallus had a couple good looks there.
They did. Just couldn't convert.
Yeah, Marasco, a couple rebounds, couple putbacks inside. He was battling. Just couldn't get it to fall. And then Reese had a good look at a three. Couldn't knock it down. And that's going to be a double dribble. You know, that's the second. I thought they would have got Yates on one, you know, a couple minutes ago, but they got him on one there. So it's going to be Owls inbounding on the sideline. Again, 8-1 lead here for the Owls, 3:42 to go in the first quarter. I'm very impressed with what I've seen so far out of the Owls. As we said, young team, they're hustling, and just tough D here. They're turning defense into offense. That press has really, really turned the game around here for them. Looks like a little bit of a bounce pass inside off the Owls, and it's going to be Kane Ball inbounding under the basket, and it's going to be Bradford putting on that press again. So they let him get that first pass, but then they really clamp down after that and make it real difficult for Kane to get the ball over the timeline.
That was just kind of a token press this time, just kind of easing him down the floor, nothing over the top. That was a bit of a change of pace, so maybe they're thinking to catch Kane off guard.
Yep, and that's going to be a fall on the floor against the Owls, as that was Dar driving. And that's going to be on Reese. That's his first, team third. That's on the floor, so no shot for Dar. So they're going to inbound. Owls still in that man-to-man, but they switched nicely there on all the screens. So nobody was left wide open there on any of those screens. So Kane brings it back up, setting it up top. You got Twilliger playing tough D up top on the point guard. And Bradford is switching on all of these screens. And there's going to be another steal turnover inside. It's going to be a bad bounce. And it's Kane gets that. And we got another foul on the Owls. That's going to be on Troisi. That's his second. So he picked up two early fouls. So we're going to get our first substitution in the game for the Owls, and that's going to be number 24, Carter Rulo, into the game. So Carter Rulo in, and Evan Troisi out of the game here with two fouls, early fouls here at the three-minute mark of the first quarter. Again, Owls up 8-1 here early against the Kane Wolves. Kane having a difficult time inbounding the ball. Finally over to Dar. They kick, swings it around, long cross-court pass that's almost stolen there, but Kane comes down with it. Again, tough D here by the Owls. They're just making life difficult for whoever has the ball for Kane.
Yeah, and that was a great defensive possession there by Marcus Williger. Finn Chamberlain had absolutely nowhere to go. He even tried to put a little hesitation move on him, and he's going nowhere. And Marcus comes up with a steal. He's going to take it all the way the other way and lay it up. No good, but Danny Marasco on the follow. Nice follow by Danny there. Three guys all went up to contest Marcus's shot and left Danny alone for the easy two.
Yep, nice little putback there by Marasco. So 10-1 for the Owls. And Kane pushes it back the other way, and we got another steal. And that's going to be Simmons with a steal. So Owls come back. They're going to slow it down a little bit here. Swinging across court, down low. That's going to be a three-pointer by Twilliger. No good. And that was Rulo battling inside for the rebound, but Kane comes back with it. Kane over the timeline. Again, Dar, he's guarded tough by Twilliger. Marcus up top. He's going to drive and hands him off to Marasco. They swing it cross court. That's going to be Chamberlain. He takes a look. And again, Kane really can't get the ball going into their offense here. Just that tough D by the Owls.
It's a lot of passes around the perimeter. They try and get it inside and run cuts off the post lane, but it doesn't work, and they just end up kicking it back out.
Almost another steal there by the Owls. It was deflected, swung around to Kane. Long three-pointer, no good. Twilliger, the rebound. He's pushing it, and the Owls are going to back it out there. That's a wise move there by Reese, as he didn't have the numbers. It was 1-on-3. So that's going to be a long three up. No good there by Simmons. And Kane comes back with the rebound over the timeline. Again, man-to-man. Straight up man here by the Owls. But, again, they switch on every screen, and that's causing some confusion there for Kane.
Yeah, sometimes the easiest way to beat a screen instead of going over top or underneath is just switching it entirely. And with the effort the Owls have put in defensively, it's working phenomenally for them.
Yeah, and that was a shot by Dar. No good. Owls went up for the rebound, and off the Owls, out of bounds. So Kane's going to inbound underneath. Again, 41 seconds left here in a strong first quarter here by Euro Bradford Owls as they're up 10-1. Kane with the inbound. Get it into Dar in the corner. He's trying to penetrate. He's in a little bit of trouble there. And that's going to be Novosel. He dribbles all the way under the basket from corner to corner. And, you know, they just can't get a solid look at the basket. And you have to credit that to strong D by the Owls. And then Kane goes up for a shot. That's no good. And Simmons with a rebound. So the Owls, I don't know if, yep, they're going to pull it out and hold it for one here. You know, Reese slows it down. They got 12 on the clock. Down to Twilliger in the corner. Twilliger's trapped. He dribbles out of it. Swings it to Reese. You got 6 seconds. So they got to look for a shot. They get it inside, up, and no good there from Marasco at the buzzer. So after one, Owls 10, Kane 1. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest here. Brian Piscatelli alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Again, Bradford Owls basketball here. After one quarter of play, it's Owls 10, Kane 1. And the story of that first quarter was really the Owls D.
Yeah, it was really impressive. The thing is with their press, to be successful with a kind of press like a Havoc press, everyone has to be given maximum effort. If one player is kind of out of it a little bit, it completely breaks down. But that entire quarter, all five guys on the court for the Owls, they were fully engaged on the defensive end of the court, and it showed because Kane did not make a field goal. Their one point was a free throw.
Yeah, they really didn't have any clean looks. I mean, they got to the free throw line once, made one of two from the free throw line. Owls were 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and it looks like Owls are going to go with the guys who left the court at the end of the first quarter. So we're going to have Reese, Simmons, Twilliger, Rulo, and Marasco out there for the Owls as Troisi is still on the bench with two early fouls. So Kane inbounds. Again, Owls up 10-1 here as we roll into quarter number two. Again, tough, tough man D for the Owls, and they're in the first possession. One pass, we already got a steal.
Yep.
So Owls come back the other way. That's Twilliger, about a 12-footer. That's good. So Twilliger, 6 points early. He has half of the Owls' points, and it's 12-1 Owls. And they still throw that little trapping press on. Kane had an easier time breaking that one as they've tried to eliminate some passing and tried to dribble a little bit more to get over the timeline. Backcourt cut there by Kane. That's shut down by the Owls. Everything is just shut down by the Owls. That's going to be a travel by Kane up top as he was going to set up for a three but took a little bit of a bunny hop prior to taking that shot. So another turnover for Kane. It's a stat we don't track. We probably should have started tracking turnovers at the beginning of this one.
It's definitely a double digit.
Yeah, they've struggled here against this Owls defense. So Owls over the timeline. Getting in, and that's going to be a beautiful look inside to Simmons, and he gets his first points of the game, and it's 14-1. So Kane lost him inside. He was wide open on the low block, and it was just a great pass from the Owls. And then there's another steal at the other end from Marasco. So that was kind of one-on-one. It was only Marasco and at the other end defending the Kane defender. And now it's another basket. It's going to be a Kane timeout here. And he's going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a full timeout with him. 16-1 here in the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So again, 16-1 here in the second quarter. You know, Owls, they had that 10-1 lead after one. Six quick points here in the second quarter to run them up 16-1. And Kane just cannot get anything going offensively. At least half of the Owls' points have come as they've turned over Kane, and they've got him in transition in the other end.
Yeah, and the other half have probably come from the defensive breakdowns that Kane's had. And that's kind of like the two different stories that are going on in this game. Bradford's defense has been phenomenal, whereas Kane, they're losing guys under the hoop
for they're struggling.
2 points.
Yeah, struggling a little bit here. So it's going to be Kane ball here, 6:30 to go in the second quarter. Dar over the timeline. Again, 16-1 lead here for the Owls. Dar up top, he's just having a hard time against Twilliger. Twilliger is long and athletic. I mean, he's got those long arms that just makes it difficult to dribble and pass against. So everything is just a switch here by that Owls defense as Kane tries to work it. So Dar's going to take a long three off the front of the rim. No good. And that's going to be Twilliger with a rebound. And the Owls are out and running again. He gets it up to Marasco. Inside to Rulo. Up and good. So that's going to be an and one opportunity for Rulo. And the score is 18-1 here for the Owls. As, you know, that was, again, you get that long three-point rebound at one end. Twilliger to Marasco. Marasco gets Rulo inside. Rulo's going to go to the line to shoot one.
And it was a very strong finish underneath by Rulo. Again, great find by Danny underneath. Rulo went up with his left hand, got fouled, played it in, and does indeed
good.
Complete the three-point play. Count it. So
yep.
It is 19-1 in favor of the Owls.
Kane over the timeline again. No press coming off of that free throw for the Owls. They've kind of backed off a little bit, 19-1. So we're going to have a hold here on the Owls. Looks like number three, Reese. That's his second. So we got Troisty with three, with two, and Reese with two. Looks like he's going to stay in the game for a moment. You got Dar up top, defended by Marcus Twilliger. He's just having a hard, hard time getting to the hoop. Almost loses it, but loses it to Yates, his teammate. Kane swings it around, trying to get the ball desperately inside the Yates, and they just can't. I mean, Maresco's got him locked down inside.
Yeah, and it's very obvious Kane is trying to run their offense through Yates in the post, because when he catches it, they're doing curl cuts off of him. But with the Owls switching everything, nothing's open, and so they're just kicking it back out to the perimeter.
So, again, long possessions here for Kane. They just can't break through any crack of that Owls defense. And the nice thing about this Owls team is they don't care who they switch against.
No,
you know,
yeah.
Yates, the big guy inside, he's been covered by all five Owls at this point, and it doesn't matter who covers him. You know, it's effective either way.
There's been possessions where all five players on the Owls have guarded him in one possession.
And Dar with a long three, and that's no good. That's going to be Rulo with the rebound. And again, Owls out running, and that's going to be Simmons underneath, back out to Reese. And a long three by Twilliger. No good. Simmons tried to run that rebound down and went out of bounds.
Great effort there by Simmons to try and get that loose ball.
So we're going to have number 15, Shirk. Fabian Shirk enter the game as Reese checks out with those two fouls. So we're going to go with Shirk, Simmons, Twilliger, Rulo, and Marasco on the court for your Owls. So again, 19-1, 4:30 to go here in the second quarter. Very impressive first half thus far by your Bradford Owls. And that's going to be inside to Dar. He kind of fumbles that pass a little bit and couldn't get the shot up. And then we got Marasco with a steal. He's going coast to coast, and he kind of lost the dribble a little bit at the end as he was being double-teamed. And it's going to be turnover Owls. Kane coming back the other way. But, you know, great steal.
Yeah.
You know,
they
had an opportunity
again,
there. Just great steal.
Yeah. I mean, just the pressure. They found Dar was able to get open underneath the hoop, but because of the pressure, it caused him to fumble it and not go up with a shot right there. And that was probably the closest they've been to the hoop all night.
And almost another steal by Twilliger as he slides across half court. So we're going to have a 30-second timeout here from Kane, so we'll take it with him. 19-1, Owls lead. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Michigan Rapper.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Brian Piscatelli alongside Gavin Piscatelli bringing you Bradford Owls basketball. Again, 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and it is a 19-1 lead for Bradford Owls. And Kane coming out of that timeout.
Another forced turnover by the Owls.
Yeah, another turnover. I mean, they inbounded it, two passes, a little bit of a fumbled catch there by Kane out of bounds. Going to be Bradford coming the other way. And we do have another substitution here for the Owls, as we have Marasco out and Carter Colley in. So we got Rulo, Colley, Twilliger, Shirk, and Simmons on the court for your Bradford Owls. And that's going to be an Owls turnover there, as it looked like Shirk went right and they thought he was going to go left.
Yeah, tried to go a little backdoor cut there. He thought he was going to hang out top and catch the pass.
Yeah.
But that's just showing the aggression that the Owls are running on offense at the same time.
Yep.
When you put that fist out there at the top of the key, that means you're going to head backdoor because the your defender's overcommitting. So,
yeah, that's it looks like a little bit of a reach there by Marcus Twilliger. That's his first. So it's the team's second here in the second quarter. And again, it's the five fouls per quarter. Yep. You know, much different from it was a few years ago there. So that resets at the quarter, not the half. That's going to be a long three by Dar, no good, and looks like Simmons takes down the board there. So Owls slowly over the timeline. They're going to set it up. Kane, I thought for a moment it might be 2-3, but they're matching up man. That's Colley up top. Picks up his dribble over to the right wing over there to Twilliger. He's going to drive. He's cut off. Swings it back out to Rulo over to Carter, and that's going to be Dar with a steal. Dar's in a little bit of trouble. Carter's all over him, and too much all over him. A little bit of hand check there by Carter Colley.
At the same time, though, that is kind of a smart foul by Carter. Kind of slowed him up. Dar definitely full set head speed.
Yep.
And just to slow him up, get a reset because the Owls half-court defense has been amazing.
Yeah, so that's Carter Colley's first foul, team third here of the second quarter. So that's Carter up top. He's defending Chamberlain. And again, trying to get the ball inside, they just can't. Tough D by the Owls, and that's going to be a beautiful block there by Rulo inside. Again, Rulo brings some height off the bench. Twilliger drives. He's cut off, but he takes it up and in. And that gets 10 points for Marcus. And it's a 21-10 lead. Marcus already has double digits here in the first half.
And here's Dar bringing it back over across. Off to number 15, Boschert.
Yep.
Back over to Dar. And again, the Owls defense is just swarming them. They have not been inside the perimeter. They've hung out near the volleyball lines most of this possession.
Yeah,
because they just can't get inside because of the switching that the Owls are doing defensively.
Yeah, finally they get a pass inside the three-point line there. And then Dar almost gets his pocket picked. He's in trouble. He has to swing it back outside to Chamberlain behind him. And again, like you said, they're at that six-foot volleyball line, you know, almost to midcourt here, trying to run their offense. And there's a nice drive, and looks like he's bumped, and he's going to go to the line for two. I mean, we got a minute 32 to go in the first half, and no field goals.
No field goals and 1 point.
No field goals. So we got a foul on number 5, Simmons. That's his first, team fourth. But we're going to send Kane to the line for two.
And Novacell connects on the first one, Eric Novacell, so he gets on the board tonight. He joins Chris Yates. It's the only two members on Kane to score tonight, and they each have one. And the second one's off the mark, and a good board by Carter Colley.
So still no field goals here for Kane, as it's a 21-2 lead here for your Owls with a minute 23 to go. Looks like inside to Carter. He takes a couple dribbles. Spin move up off the board. No good. Nice rebound by Shirk. Shirk swings it back out to Simmons. Up top to Marcus Twilliger. Marcus is going to slow it down a little bit. He backs it out. No Kane defender within 6 feet of him, so he can just stand out there and dribble. He's going to cut inside over to Shirk. Shirk drives to the basket. To the corner to Marcus. Marcus slowly taking it back up top again. They're just going to run some clock here.
This is some good leadership by Marcus, too. He realizes the where we're at in the game right now. No need to rush. No need to give Kane any extra possessions. Yeah, slow it up and find a good shot.
Yeah, I mean, we started this possession in a minute and a half. We're down to 40 seconds here, so they've almost run. They're going to run a minute off here in about 3 seconds off of clock here. So they're just slowing it down. Again, you know, 30 seconds on the clock with 21-2 lead. Just playing a little three-man weave up top inside to Colley. And Coach Benardi definitely is looking for one here to end the half.
You're up 19. You haven't given up a field goal. Ended on a good note here. Don't give Kane a chance down the other way.
Shirk's a little bit tied up inside. He gets it back out to Colley. Now it's 12. Rulo inside. He's going to be held. So we got 9 seconds. It's going to be ball out of bounds for the Owls. Falls on number 11, Chamberlain, for Kane. So they got 9 seconds here to get a shot off. They're going to inbound under their basket. So the Owls just they're in a line here along the left-hand side of the key. Get it up top. A high lob pass to Rulo. Up. He takes the shot with 6 seconds, and he's fouled. The shot didn't go, but he's going to shoot two here with 6 seconds.
They're going to get Wentzel on the foul for that one. And it's going to, like you said, it's going to send Carter to the line. 21-2, 6.1 seconds left here. And he's going to get two shots here. First one's up. And good.
Nothing but net there. 22-2, 20-point lead here for the Owls. Again, 6.1 on the clock. He's going to have one shot left.
This one's up, and off the front rim. Dart's going to grab the rebound. He has four, he has three, he has two. He fires it at one, no good. And that's going to end the first half with the Owls leading 22-2.
Yeah, great, great first half. Again, they're going to go to the locker room with a 20-point lead and did not give up a field goal in that first quarter there. So we'll take a little bit of a timeout here, come back with some halftime stats. Again, 22-2 lead for your Owls here at halftime. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
It's the 12 days of giveaways on B107.5 and 100.1 The Hero. Day number 5. Hello, who's this?
Joe.
You're number 7. You got it.
Great.
Pick a number for me.
7.
Ornament 7. Oh, this is a good one. If you're a basketball fan, do you like St. Bonaventure Bonnies?
Sure.
Sure? Well, you got tickets for the rest of the season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, every single game from here on out, men's and women's, you got a pair of tickets.
Okay.
That's courtesy of 100.1 The Hero, because The Hero is the home of St. Bonaventure Basketball on the air now. Congratulations, you got the men's and women's Bonnies tickets, and you're automatically going to be in for that grand prize drawing for the $750 towards a recliner from Between Four Walls Home Furnishings.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening, and good luck to you.
Thanks.
The 12 days of giveaways on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero. Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
100.1 The Hero Hometown Events.
The 2024 Festival of Lights at the McKean County Fairgrounds is every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until December 22nd. For more information, call Lori at 814-596-8838.
Hometown Events, sponsored by our hometown partners, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company. For full details or to submit your own hometown event, log on to WBRRFM.com. 100.1 The Hero.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Chloe
and Buford.
We're the Owls.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji Substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji Substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the halftime show here at the Owl's Nest as your Bradford Owls lead the Kane Wolves 22-2. You know, we're going to go right to that defense. You know, I just can't say enough how well the Owls played, really, defense from end to end. You know, that first quarter, it was that full court press. They kind of backed off a little bit of that press as the half went on. But as soon as Kane got the ball into their offensive end, it was just lockdown, man-to-man, switching defense by the Owls. Like you said, 2-2, you know, that 22 defense where you're in the passing lane, and you're doing that, you know, they're switching on all those screens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like you're face guarding all five players on the team. You're not letting them get a catch, and especially inside. And even when they got a catch inside, Kane's trying to do all these banana cuts and everything, and the Owls aren't falling for anything. They're just staying with it. As soon as Yates catches it and a guard comes flying in, they're just switching it because all five guys on the court are that versatile for the Owls.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, we'll go over some stats here. You know, Kane, again, I don't know that I've ever called a game where a team has not made a field goal in a half. You know, they have two free throws.
Yeah, yeah, they have two scores tonight, Eric Novosel and Chris Yates. They each have 1 point. They each went 1 for 2 at the line. So they're shooting 50% from the free throw line and 0% from the field.
Yeah, yeah, it's just not a great offensive night here for Kane, and just a beautiful defensive effort there by the Owls, and really offensively for the Owls, you know, 22 points. They had a nice first half. Yeah, a couple turnovers down there. You know, they had a couple empty possessions. They shot maybe 3 three-pointers. They didn't make any of them, but it wasn't. That's not their offense.
No.
Okay, it doesn't appear to be their offense. You know, looking at the scores, you know, so we had 6 different Owls score points there in the first half. So you had Reese with 2, Simmons with 2, Troisi with 2. You had Rulo with 4, Marasco with 2. And the leading scorer for the Owls with 5 field goals is Twilliger with 10. So again, 22-2, and you know, Twilliger leading the charge there with 10 points. And again, it's can't say it enough. Just strong defense there by the Owls. That's really they set the tone. So I'm curious to see, you know, Owls really, you know, they don't have to make any adjustments.
No.
You know, they're down there. You know, they don't even want to take a halftime break. You know, they want to stay in the court. You know, they want to keep this game rolling. And Kane, I mean, they need to get to that whiteboard. You know, they got to look, and Coach Dar, you know, he's got to come up with something down there, you know, to get to change that momentum on the defensive end. And it might be that they got to just go fast.
Yeah.
They may have to go fast and not let the Owls get back into that tough man. I don't know.
And like if you go fast, there's obviously the down effects that you're going to turn the ball over, but that's already been the issue. So just find anything that you can do. If it means you're scoring every other possession, every three possessions, it's better than what the first half did for you. So I'm going to be curious what they do here. They might even run a full court press now, maybe to try to get some turnovers and themselves. Easy baskets like the Owls did to start the game.
Yeah. So we got 2 minutes to go here, so we'll take another quick break here. Again, Owls 22, Kane Wolves 2, second half oncoming here. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Chloe.
And Buford.
We're the Owls.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji's substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji's substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Bradford Owls basketball here on WESB Sports. Brian Piscatelli alongside Gavin Piscatelli. We got the second half underway, Owls basketball. And it's going to be Troisi. He's going to be at the line shooting two. Quick foul here by Kane as they got it inside to Troisi. He makes both free throws, so it's 20. It grows the lead to 24-2 here. Just a few seconds into the second half here for the Owls, and again the Owls after that made free throws. They put on that full court press,
and again, great job just getting back in, finding your guys in zone in the man defense because it's kind of a zone press a little bit. So great job by just finding their assignments back in the half court. And when they get back in the half court, they're not easing up because they were in a press. They're at it again.
Yeah, so it looks like the Owls are going back with their starters. We got Reese Simmons, Troisi, Twilliger, and Marasco on the court. And Kane, it looks like they have their starters back out there as well. So it's going to be a deflection out of bounds off the Owls, and it's going to be Kane ball underneath. 45 seconds gone here in the third quarter. And again, Kane, you know, they've had this ball for 30 seconds at the offensive end and have not been able to get a clean look. No shots yet for Kane here in the second half. So it's going to be Dar. He's swinging it over to, that's Boschert. Back to Dar and Boschert. A little two-man game between those two. And then they get it into Yates. Boschert runs off that, and that's going to be a beautiful steal there by Twilliger. He's going to go coast to coast, up and no good. And Boschert with the rebound. So Twilliger took it coast to coast. His shot was contested, just couldn't make that layup. But another turnover there for the Owls defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's Marcus. He's very lengthy out there, and when guys have a long wingspan, they seem to get like kind of handsy at the top. He has one foul.
Oh, and there's going to be the first field goal there, and that's going to be Boschert, and he hits a three. So it's 20. It's going to be 24-5 Owls as Kane at the 6 minute mark finally gets on the board, and then you got Marasco back the other way to get two, and his first two of the second half, and it's 26-5 lead for the Owls. And then another steal by the Owls on the press, and then they turn it right back over. Kane comes back the other way, and then we got another steal for the Owls. So we had three steals within 10 seconds there, two by the Owls, one by Kane. Owls are going to settle in on the offensive end. They're going to swing it up top. That's going to be Reese over to Simmons. Simmons, he's going to drive down, takes about an eight-footer, no good. Battle it inside. He gets his own rebound. He takes it up, and he's going to be fouled. Looks like he's going to go to the line for two. So that was really nice by Tyler Simmons to be able to follow that shot, get the rebound, and put it back up and draw that foul. So he's going to shoot two.
Yep, he heads the line. It was Preston Dar charged with the foul. That's his second. So here's Simmons. First one's up. And it is good. Count it. 27-5 advantage for the Owls. And as you mentioned, Kane did hit that three-pointer. They went the first 18 minutes of game action without a field goal.
Yeah, it's just a tough start there.
And the second one from Simmons is up, and count it. So 28-5 in favor of the Owls with 5:30 left in the third.
And we still have that full court press on. They kind of back out of it a little bit. A little bit of token pressure that time for the Owls, but, you know, they're just trying to make Kane uncomfortable, we'll call it. You know, not quite as pressure it was before, but then that it turns into a Kane turnover at the other end. That was a long bounce pass that just went out of bounds, and it's going to be Bradford ball coming back the other way. So we got Reese running the point. He's over the timeline. He's going to swing it right wing to Twilliger. He takes a look. Twilliger backs it out and slows it down. Back over to Reese. No hurry here for the Owls as they have this substantial 28-5 lead. They get it inside to Simmons. Back out to Marasco. Over to Reese. Reese takes a look. Nothing there. A little fake. And he drives, and it's going to be deflected away. Kane comes back the other way. Kane up. No good. That's going to be Twilliger. Twilliger is going to, you know, he gets the rebound. Almost loses it, but gets it right back. Reese is going to pull it back up top. Gives it to Twilliger. He's going to settle things down.
Yep, they're just going to slow it down a bit here. No need to hurry.
He gets it over. Oh, that's going to be a push inside. Is that what we got there?
Maybe an inadvertent whistle?
I'm not sure what happened there.
Seems like it's just an inadvertent whistle.
No injury, no foul called. Yep, it's going to be Owls ball on the sideline here. I mean, they had possession, so maybe you're right. Owls inbounding, they get it in. That's going to be Troisi. Gets it up top to Twilliger. Twilliger over to Simmons. He passes up the three, gets it to Troisi inside, over to Marasco. Marasco's going to take a look. A couple dribbles back out to Troisi, eight-footer, no good. Kane comes down with a rebound.
That was a good possession by the Owls. You know, good ball movement. Troisi had an open look there, just came up short.
Yeah, they had a nice little shot there. And that's going to be a reach, and that's going to be his third. He's going to learn that, you know, he's got to, and you could tell by his reaction there that it's definitely a foul he didn't want to take. You know, he's at the logo. With a 28-5 lead, I think he'll let him go for a little bit here. But, you know, in a close game, that's definitely not a foul you want to take up top there just with that reach. You know, Kane's struggling offensively anyway, so just, you know, let them do their thing, you know. So Kane's working the ball around the outside. Again, tough, tough D here by the Owls, just not letting Dar do anything. He puts the shot up. No good. That's Marasco with a rebound, and he's off and running.
Oh, what a pass.
And that's a beautiful pass, and that's going to be Reese who goes up, and he's taken out hard on that foul. But, you know, it doesn't matter who gets that rebound. You look at their two big guys, Twilliger and Marasco. They get the ball. They're like point guards going up the court, too.
Yep.
And, you know, he took that ball 70 feet up court and just a beautiful thread-the-needle bounce pass into Reese. And Reese, puts the shot up and fouled. He takes the first free throws, no good. A little hard off the back iron there, but he's got that second one coming.
Yeah, when Danny comes down with the boards, it's not, I gotta pass it out and let someone else. He seems so comfortable bringing that ball down the court. And that's not something you really see with taller guys, you know, inside guys, post guys. You know, they can bring it up sometimes, but they just, you can kind of tell when they're uncomfortable with it. Danny has not looked uncomfortable one bit.
Neither is Marcus. So that's going to be, that second free throw is good by Reese. So he's got 3 points and extends that lead to 29-5 Owls. And again, they still have that press on, and that's a steal by Marasco. He pushes it up. He gets the ball back in the corner. He takes a look. He hands off to Reese. Reese back to Marasco inside to Twilliger, and he's fouled as Kane went over in the back there. That was a little bit of a mismatch. That was a positive mismatch for the Owls, negative for Kane. Their shortest guy ended up guarding Marcus inside, and the Owls recognized it, and they just had to foul.
Yeah.
So Owls inbound, and it goes out of bounds. They struggled to get the ball inbounds on that play. They had to hurry up to beat that five-second call. And it just went out of bounds off of Marcus's hands. So it's going to be Kane ball. But again, Bradford with that full court press, not getting out of that. Kane breaks it, I wouldn't say easily, but maybe a little easier than they had before. As Yates gets it inside, he gets up, takes the shot, rolls off the front of the rim, but Kane gets the rebound. Back into Yates, he puts it up again, no good. He gets his own rebound, kicks it back out. Kane, another turnover. A little bit of a low pass went through the hands and legs of the Kane player, and out of bounds is going to be Owls' ball.
Yeah, and again, great defense by the Owls, but at one point or another, it's just not Kane's night. I mean, two good inside looks there for Chris Yates, and he just couldn't convert. I mean, the Owls' defense definitely is doing it all, so.
Yeah, 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Again, Owls up 29-5, and that make that 31-5 as, who was that, Troisi? Yep, Troisi with the two there. And again, Kane struggling to get the ball over, but they do. So that's 5 points for Evan there. And another basket there by Kane. It looks like number two. Their numbers on the front of their jerseys are very small, hard to read. That blue on black is tough.
Yeah.
But 31-7 here. Owls comfortably in front as they're going to sub a few guys in. It's going to be Colley, Shirk, and Rulo going to enter the game here at the next buzzer. Owls again offensively. That's going to be Twilliger looking inside to Simmons. Beautiful pass. Simmons up, no good, but he's going to run his own rebound now. Down and he kicks it out to Reese. Reese to Marasco in the corner. Marasco takes a look, sees Twilliger, passes him up, gets it back to Reese. Reese through the legs, up and under, and he goes to the basket. And it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Owls ball. As mentioned, we're going to have three new Owls enter the game.
Yep.
So we're going to have Colley, Shirk, and Rulo in. And we're going to have Simmons, Twilliger, Marasco out. So Colley, Shirk, Rulo, Reese, and Troisi in the game here for the Owls.
This is a good chance for both Troisi and Taryn Reese to you know, build themselves as leaders on this team at Shirk with a nice finish on an offensive rebound there.
Yeah, so Carter Colley went up for the basket a little strong, and Shirk with a putback. That's his first points of the game. So that extends that lead to 33-7 for the Owls. So again, tough D here, all manned by the Owls. We've seen that from the tip on. Kane penetrates inside. That's going to be a shot and foul. We're going to send number two to the line. That's Novosel. He's going to go for two. We got the foul on Shirk. His first, team second here in the third.
And so that does send Novosel to the line. He has 3 points tonight. He's made a layup and a free throw, and that one is no good. Yeah. Around the rim and out.
In and out.
But as mentioned before, both Twilliger and Marasco are on the bench, which I think up until now, at least one of them has been on the floor at all times.
Absolutely.
So it's a good chance for these other guys to get some minutes and build some leadership roles as Novosel did miss the second one, and Kane came down with the offensive rebound.
Yeah, they got a three-point shot off and got the rebound again. So a couple, you know, we do have some height in there with Rulo, but with and Colley, but with Twilliger and Marasco out of the game. We've seen a couple offensive rebounds here from Kane. As again, that's going to be a beautiful block inside by Rulo. And that's his second. First half down there, he had a block at the other end, and now he's got another block, in the third quarter here. So we got 19 seconds on the clock. Owls up 33-7 here in the third. Kane inbounding. Gets it inside, up, and that's good. That's going to be number two again. That's Novosel. And that makes it 33-9 here. 10 seconds for the Owls. Looks like they're going to try to get one here. It's a penetration there, and that looks like it was blocked. Oh, it was blocked out of bounds, but off of the Owls. So 2.3 seconds. And Kane's going to have to go full court here to see if they can't get one off. Owls, again, will apply that deep, that full court press to try to slow him down a little bit. And really no shot here for Kane. So at the end of three, Owls 33, Kane Wolves 9. We'll be back in a moment. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Again, Owls, strong three quarters here at the Owls Nest tonight versus the Kane Wolves. 33-9 lead, one quarter to go. It's balanced offensively. I'll say balanced defensively. I mean, it's, you know, the play, the game defensively that the Owls have played thus far, it takes all five on the court, yeah, you know, to work together, and that's what they've done. You know, it's obvious that, Coach Bernardi, they've really, and the staff has really worked on, defensive fundamentals here and just that pressure man and the zone.
Yeah.
And it's really worked for them tonight.
Yeah, and buying in, like, especially in high school basketball, it's hard to get the kids to buy in defensively. Everyone wants to go out there and
yep.
shoot three-pointers, be the leading scorer. So to get all five guys to buy in defensively and say, hey, we may not score 40 points a game, but we're still going to win the game because of how we play defensively.
Right. And I'm sure that, if you would listen to, Coach Bernardi's post-game comments here, I know we got a quarter to go, but I think the first thing he's going to talk about is how well they played defensively.
Yeah.
And really, that's what we've talked about. That's dominated what we've talked about here on the radio today is just, again, and there it is. I mean, Kane can't get good looks. The Kane took it inside. He was trapped, and he had no choice but to kind of throw up a crazy shot under the basket, which was no good, and Alice came back with a rebound. So it's going to be 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And looks like we're going Shirk, Colley, Rulo, Troisi, and Troisi, and Reese. And then that was Reese with a three on the left wing. So now it's 36-9 Owls lead here early in the fourth quarter. And I think all five Owls touched the ball in that possession.
Yep.
And that resulted in Reese getting loose for an open three that he nailed.
Yeah, and the Owls haven't taken too many three-pointers tonight. But I think they may have taken three or four. The four they've taken have been uncontested.
Right.
They're not forcing any errant shots that'll end possessions early. They're just doing a good job of working the ball. Everyone, like, it's pass, cut, pass, cut, pass, cut. No one's stagnant. Everyone's
yeah.
moving at one time.
Oh, there's another three there, and that one's off the mark. So it's going to be Kane come back the other way. That's Dar. He's inside. Passes it back out to Chamberlain. He takes a look inside, and that's going to be another block inside, and Gowles come back with it. So that's Shirk over the timeline. He's pushing. He kicks it out, and looks like he traveled before the pass. We're going to get a substitution here for the Owls as we're going to have Reese out and Trey Curcio in the game for his first appearance in the game. So we got Troisi, Curcio, Colley, Rulo and Shirk for your Owls here. 6 minutes even to go here in the game. 36-9 lead for the Owls.
Here's Dar bringing it over, and an offensive foul underneath. It looked like someone was trying to get position underneath.
Wow.
And it's going to be on number 11. That's Finn Chamberlain. That's his fourth foul.
Yeah, it had to have been some sort of moving screen or something over there.
Maybe,
I'm not quite sure.
Maybe just battling down low, got an elbow up high or something.
Not sure what they called there. But anyways, foul on Kane. That's their first in the fourth quarter here, as you mentioned, his fourth. So we got Troisi over the timeline, and this is the Owls playing a little three-man weave, and that's going to be Carter Colley penetrating, kicks it out, then he gets it right back, and he almost took it up for the shot but gives it away. Back around up top, that's Troisi. Troisi taking a look. They're slowing things down here. 5:27 to go here in the fourth. Troisi up and under, pass to Shirk. Shirk with a four-footer, no good. Kane with a rebound. A little bit of an off-balance shot there by Shirk. I think he just rushed that one a little bit. I think he could have just taken a breath and put it up.
It was an open shot. He just kind of faded away with it, but it was all because of that ball movement.
Yep.
They got Kane moving everywhere. Shirk had a nice look. He was just, like you said, just kind of rushed it just off.
So Kane gets a little open look inside, up off the back rim, no good. And that's going to be a rebound there by Curcio. Owls push it. That's Rulo, a little jump hook inside. No good, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the line and shoot a couple.
We're going to have Marcus check back in after this first free throw. And it looks like they got Dar with the foul.
It's not on the board yet. Not sure. First free throw up, and yeah, this is Dar, his third. No good. So we got Twilliger in, Troisi out. Second free throw upcoming here by Rulo.
You know, the Owls are up by almost 30, but they're going to put Marcus back in. And this is a good opportunity for the four other guys on the court to play with Marcus, have a leader out there with them to guide them through these last 4 minutes and change. And it's going to help because, you know, Marcus and Danny were really the only two that had like a good amount of playing time last year.
Yep.
So they're the valued leaders on this team. So to have them out here with these other four kids, help them gain some confidence. And it's early in the season.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking game four here. Looks like the Owls are going to, you know, move on to 2-2, you know, get to that 500 mark. And that's, over here as you were talking there, and another turnover by Kane. You know, that tough Owls D is just forcing turnover after turnover. So that's Marcus up top. He takes a look. He's going to swing it around to Shirk, to Curcio, back to Twilliger. Carter Colley on the left wing. He sees Rulo inside. Rulo's going to spin up, and that's blocked. And Kane comes back the other way. That was a nice little spin move there by Rulo. But unfortunately, it was blocked there by Kane. So tough D by Twilliger, making life difficult for Chamberlain to get the ball over the timeline. Kane trying to get into their offense, but this Owls D is just suffocating. And it doesn't matter who's out there for the Owls. Any guy they put out there, anyone's out in the game out there is just playing tough, hard-nosed D.
And they're just buying into the culture.
Like, yep.
It's all about the culture. You know, you just have to buy in to what Coach Bernardi is praising to them, and they're doing a heck of a job tonight. Oh, and a good play there by Curcio underneath. Just couldn't get it to go. A nice rebound and couldn't finish.
Yeah, you had Carter Colley loose in the middle of the lane. He put it up no good, and so Curcio goes up for the rebound, and no good there. There's another steal by the Owls. We got Rulo going the other way, and he's fouled. He's going to shoot two. Got him with a body down low. So he's going to go to the line for two, and looks like we're going to have Braylon Austin check in here for the Owls here in a moment.
They got number 25, Nate McCormick, with the foul. And so Carter's going to go to the line. He's going to shoot two, and the first one's off.
No good. Still 36-9. We've just had one basket thus far here in the fourth quarter, that three-pointer by Reese. And so Austin's in, Twilliger's out. Second free throw upcoming here for Rulo.
So, and
just good. Just rolled off the right-hand side there. So Kane gets the ball, coming back the other way. So we got Rulo, Shirk, Austin, Colley, and Curcio in the game for the Owls. Kane gets a shot inside. They get their own rebound, puts up a three, no good. Carter Colley with a rebound.
And to your point earlier, everyone's comfortable bringing it up the court. Carter Colley just grabbed it, immediately went up the court, and got the offensive possession started. So,
yep, we got Austin up top. He's going to swing it right wing to Rulo. Rulo, a little bit of trouble, guarded by Yates. He swings it around, got Colley inside. Colley puts it up, good, and he's fouled. That's an and-one situation
That was a heck of a play there by both Carters. Carter Rulo, nice little pass to Carter Colley, and he finished it hard, and he's going to get rewarded with an and-one opportunity here.
Yeah, so that's his first two of the game.
They got Dar with the foul. That's going to be his fourth. Here's Colley to complete the three-point play and count.
Nice
play there by the Owls.
Yep. So 39-9, 30-point lead. I believe that's now constitutes a running clock here with 30-point lead in the fourth. So with 2 minutes to go, it is a running clock. Yep. With the foul. So it's going to be Dar going to the line to shoot two. They do pause it for the free throw. First shot up, and that's good.
That's going to be Dar's first points of the game here.
39-10, lead for the Owls here with 1:56 to go.
And he hits both, so
39-11.
Dar gets on the board with two free throws tonight.
So Owls come back the other way. That's going to be Shirk to Austin, up front to Rulo. Rulo to Colley. Colley takes a look, gets it back to Shirk. Shirk drives, going to kick it back up top to Curcio. Curcio drives, he's shut down. Up to Colley up top. Colley takes a look at the shot, passes it up, gives it to Rulo. Owls are very content just to work the clock here. That's going to be a steal by Kane, and they do recover. I thought it was going to be Owls going to get it right back, but Kane did get the steal. That's going to be a three-pointer by Dar, long off the back rim, no good. Austin with a rebound, gives it to Colley. Colley over the timeline. Bounce pass over to Shirk. Shirk in a little bit of trouble, and he's tied up. Dar with a steal, and then Shirk with a foul.
Looks like might have gotten Colley. Yeah, they got
Colley
with a foul.
Okay, Colley with a foul. It's his second, team fourth. Running clock here. Again, 50 seconds and counting in the game. Owls lead 39-11. That's Dar over the timeline. Hands it off. Swings it around. That's going to be Novosel. Novosel inside to Yates. Back to Dar. Dar between his legs. Down to 34 seconds. Tough D here by the Owls. That's going to be a long three by Kane. No good. And that's going to be Austin with a rebound. Austin's going to bring the ball up. Gives it up to Shirk. Shirk in a corner to Colley. 22 seconds. 39-11 Owls lead. Back up top to Curcio. Curcio takes a look. I think the Owls are definitely going to hold it here. Yep. I'm not even sure if they're going to get a shot off, but we'll see.
I think Coach Menard is just going to say,
you know, back her down.
Yep.
So 7 seconds. Yeah, I think they're just going to dribble this one out. And the Owls are going to go on to a 39-11 win here against the Kane Wolves. And they're going to move their record to 2-2 on the young season. We'll be back in a few moments here for some final stats. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made.
W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
So, Gavin, strong defensive performance. We talked about it all game here for your Owls. 39-11 win over the Kane Wolves. You know, we'll run down some quick stats here. You know, who was on the scoring line here for Kane?
Yeah, not much for Kane tonight. Eric Novosel led the team in scoring with 5. After that, it was Tyson Boschert who hit their first field goal in the third quarter. It was after 18 minutes of game time before they hit their first field goal. It was a 3-pointer for him, so he finished with 3. And then Preston Darr hit 2 free throws at the end, and Chris Yates got the scoring started for him with their first free throw.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that, it was 22-2 at half. I mean, 10-1 at quarter one, 22-2 at half. You know, Kane scored a few points there in the third. It was 33-9 after 3, and then we end the game 39-11 here. For the Owls, who actually had 8 different people, you know, players score here for the Owls, we had Reese with 6, Simmons with 3, Troisi with 5, Rulo with 4, Shirk with 2, Marasco with 2, Colley with 3, and the leading scorer for the Owls was Twilliger with 10, all in the first half there. So again, just a strong performance by the Owls. You know, I can't talk enough about how well they played defensively here. Again, like we said, we don't track turnovers, but had to been maybe 30 turnovers the Owls, you know, turned Kane over there today. You know, so just really, really impressive performance on that defensive end and offensively as well to get eight different players in the scorebook there and put up 39 points.
Yeah, just a complete team effort tonight, you know, on both ends of the floor. No errant shots. Great defense from start to finish. And it was really fun to watch them play.
Yeah, and that's, I'm glad you said that. Fun was the right word there. It was a fun game to watch if you're an Owls fan, and you know, and listen to on the radio. Hopefully, just we can't even explain it as well as what we saw it happen here. No. Just how tough of defense they played. So. Once again, the Owls win tonight with a final score of 39-11. For my partner, Gavin Piscatelli, and producing engineer, Nick Youngs, I'm Brian Piscatelli. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.